That's a quarter.
Okay, thank you. Good evening.
晚上好.
As we said last night, how wonderful it is to be together in His presence.
就像昨天晚上提到的, 能够在主面前聚集是何等的美好.
And how wonderful it is to be together as the people of God.
作为神的子民, 我们能够聚在一起是何等美好.
I think the last 2.5 years have made us appreciate gathering.
我相信过去2年半的经历使我们能够更加的珍惜这样的机会。
And I sense a real anticipation among the saints, like never before, to want to gather in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我在神的百姓中间能够感到那种期望，我们能够一同，急切的能够聚在主的跟前。
And to be that full expression of Christ that the church is supposed to be.
使我们能够成为世人面前基督丰满的见证。
I sense it here for this gathering.
我在这个聚集里边感受到这一点。
And in 2 weeks, when we have the Christian Family Conference in Longwood, we have the same sensing, that longing to be together.
两个礼拜以后，在有一个基督徒家庭的这个会议聚会，我们也有同样的这样的一个期盼。
I would like to just read one verse tonight.
今天晚上我愿意只读一处的经文。
Romans 8, verse 31.
罗马书8章31节。
Listen to this wonderful verse.
我们一起来读这句经节。
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who against us?
即使这样，还有什么说的呢？ 神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Let me repeat it. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who against us?
我愿意重复。 即使这样，还有什么说的呢？ 神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
As a matter of fact, in the Darby version, this word be is in square brackets for a reason.
然后在达比的这个翻译里边，它有那个字，它是用黑框框起来，是有一个原因的。
It was there to improve the English and make it more readable. That's the only reason.
它唯一的原因就是为了让英文读起来更加的顺。
Often when I read the Darby version, I leave those words out when I read it.
我通常读达比这个翻译本的时候，我会把它们全部读出来。
It has a stronger emphasis. It says this, What then shall we say to these things? If God for us, who against us?
它是这样说的，即使这样还有什么说的呢？ 神若帮助我们，谁还能够抵挡我们呢？
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们一同再有点祷告。
Lord, we long to hear you speak tonight.
今天晚上主啊, 我们盼望能够听见你说话。
We'll not be satisfied if we just hear man's words.
晚上如果我们只听见人的话, 我们不会得到满足。
We tell you again and again, we long to hear your voice.
主啊, 我们一再地对你说, 我们渴慕听见你的话。
Your words are spirit and life.
你的话就是灵, 就是生命。
And without your words, we cannot live.
没有你的话, 我们没有办法生活。
We say, speak, Lord.
我们说主啊, 请说。
We also say, Lord, give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
我们也求主能够赐给我们一个能够听见的耳朵, 听见神对教，借着圣灵对教会说的话。
When you walked among those 7 lampstands at the end, that was the one thing you repeated again and again.
当你在七个金灯台中间行走的时候，你就重复地说这句话。
Let him who has an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
有耳能听的就要听圣灵对教会所说的话。
This we ask together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们一起来有这样的一个祈求，是靠着主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. As you know, I have been sharing on divine assurance.
大家知道我这次交通的负担是神圣的把握。
It's not an optional thing, it's an absolute necessity.
这个并不是可有可无的，而是一个绝对的必须有的。
And assurance isn't for assurance sake, by the way.
有把握并不是为着仅仅有把握这件事。
Assurance, divine assurance, is so that we might together serve the purpose of God in our generation.
有这样一个神圣的把握的目的是为了让我们在这个世代能够服侍神的旨意。
This is the only reason he gives us divine assurance.
这是唯一他把这个神圣把握赐给我们的原因。
This is the reason he brings us into his fullness.
这就是为什么他要把我们带进他的丰满里。
It's not that somehow we would feel spiritually better or spiritually stronger, but that in fact we're called to be that people that serves his purpose.
我们不是仅仅的感觉属灵一点，能够得胜一点，而是我们能够成为属他的子民。
I think we heard about his purpose this morning.
我们能够服侍他的目的，今天早上我们听到了一点关于他的目的。
His heart for Jerusalem.
他向着耶路撒冷的心意。
That city of God,
神的城
where he is fully expressed.
在那个地方他自己完全的彰显。
Now, I didn't know Brother Bohr and I had such similar experiences in our Christian walk to this morning.
一直到今天早上我才知道我跟伯弟兄有这样相似的属灵经历。
Brother Bohr, the book that changed my entire life was a book you mentioned, T. Austin Sparks.
今天早上弟兄提到史百克弟兄的那本书他也改变了我的属灵生命。
The recovery of God's testimony in fullness.
就是那完全恢复神丰满的基督丰满的见证。
It turned my Christian life totally around.
他把我整个基督徒的生命改变了。
Before that, I knew I was saved.
在那之前我知道我得救。
Before that, I thought about what was my little work for God.
在那个之前我只是觉得这是一点点我可以为神做的。
But when I read that book, the lights came on.
当我读到那本书的时候好像就有了光。
Heaven was open.
天向我打开。
And I saw it was His great work.
我又看见了是他那伟大的工作。
It was his testimony.
是他的见证。
It was recovering the fullness of his testimony in a people.
为了在人中间得到他恢复他自己丰满的见证。
This is the eternal work.
这是神永远的工作。
I'm so grateful our brother shared what was in his heart.
今天早上弟兄从心里分享他的心我是非常的感激。
I still have that book, brother.
弟兄我仍然还有那本书
From 1973,
从1973年开始
It has stains all over it and the cover is perfectly dirty
这本书已经快被翻烂了它那个封面都已经好像脏了
It was handled so much and read so much even tears stained the cover
我读了这本书好多遍甚至这泪水都滴在上面
Brothers and sisters we need to see what's in God's heart not just his divine assurance
弟兄姊妹，我们不是执念要看见神圣的把握，而是要看见主的心意。
I know I'm taking too much time just with this introduction, but it changed my wife's life.
希望我没有花太多的时间，但是这本书也改变了我妻子的生命。
Linda and I weren't married, and we were sort of one of those that avoided each other to make sure it was God's will. I heard about that today.
我跟我的妻子，我们是那样的一种人，我们尽量等候一定要清楚了是神的旨意我们才做
Someone gave her that book,
但是有人把那本书送给了她
and it opened her eyes,
也打开了她的眼睛
and changed the course of her life.
把我们的人生的轨迹都改变了
My daughter Jessica I still call her my baby 39 years old
我的女儿 Jessica 已经有39岁了
Six or seven years ago she read that book it changed her life
大概六七年前她读了这本书也改变了她的人生
I believe we heard from the Lord this morning.
我相信今天早上我们都听见了主说的话。
Well, tonight is my burden to continue on this matter of divine assurance. It can make all the difference.
今天晚上我的负担仍然在这个神圣的把握这件事上，它可以改变我们。
Tonight I would like to look at that second phrase.
今天晚上我要来看第二句话。
God for us.
神是帮助我们的。
The assurance of his unlimited provision.
我们能够确信他的供应
Brothers and sisters, his provision for his people so that they might serve the purpose of God in their generation is unlimited.
神为着在他这一代百姓中间能够得到他的目的他的供应是没有限量的
He gives usThe unlimited provision so that that one reality might be fulfilled.
他给我们这样无限量的供应为着他的目的能够在我们中间达成。
I have told you these three phrases have made a deep impression upon me.
我昨天提到了这三句话在我的心中留下深刻的印象。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
Think of that assurance.
想一想这是何等的把握。
It runs from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, and it was the secret and the sign to all that served His purpose.
它是从圣经的
generation.
他从圣经的开始一直到末了，他也是神的子民得胜的那个秘诀。
Not only is God with us, but God is for us.
不仅神与我们同在，而且神也帮助我们。
How wonderful that thought is.
这是何等美妙的一个思想。
And tomorrow night, when I conclude, it's with that last, almost unspeakable glory of assurance, God in us.
明天晚上当我要结束的时候，我会讲到这样一个荣耀的、简直难以诉说的这样一个奇妙的事实，就是神在我们里面。
Maybe these things seem too high to take in.
也许这些事情听起来好像太高超、高深。
It is true, divine assurance we are not able to fully comprehend.
确实是这样，神圣的把握我们实在没有办法完全的明白。
But we are certainly able to know it.
然而我们却确实能够知道这件事。
And the more we know it, the more difference it will make in our Christian life as an individual.
我们越多的知道这件事情对我们个基督徒的生活就会越有帮助。
In our life as the people of God.
作为神的子民在我们的生命中间。
Today we'll look at just a few things.
今天晚上我们要看几件事情。
When we look at the assurance of God's unlimited provision, we must see this assurance that God is for us.
我们今天晚上要看见神无限量的供应的时候，我们必须要知道这件事情，那就是神是帮助我们的。
We must see the abundant proof. It's unquestionable God is for us.
我们要看见这些很多的证据，我们知道神确实是我们的帮助。
And we must see the one absolute answer that proves beyond the shadow of a doubt and removes every doubt that God is for us.
我们必须要看见这样无可辩驳的事实，让我们心里面没有一点点的怀疑，我们知道神是帮助我们的。
The burden that came to my heart was simply this.
今天晚上的负担是这样。
That the Spirit of God would give us this deep assurance.
圣灵能够把这样一个是极深的把握放在我们心里。
That it would answer all of our questions.
他要回答我们一切的疑问。
And it would remove all of our doubt.
把我们一切的疑问都消除。
In this way, we can serve His purpose.
这样我们就可以来实现他的目的。
Now let's look at this matter of the assurance God is for us.
我们就先来看一下神是我们的帮助这个把握。
There's no doubt God is with us.
没有怀疑，没有疑问的，神是与我们在一起。
We saw how precious and how it was an endless theme in the scripture from Genesis to Revelation.
我们能够从创世纪一直到启示录都看见这是圣经的主题。
But when it comes to this matter of divine assurance, there's more. There's even much more, as the writer of Hebrews said.
就好像希伯来书的作者所说的，如果要谈到把握这件事情，我们还能够有更多，神有更多的话要跟我们讲。
I don't know if you noticed that phrase in Hebrews when you read through it.
我不知道你在读希伯来书的时候，你是不是了解那句话。
There are different variations of it, but it talks about much more.
它有不同的翻译的，但是说到还有更加更加。
It talks about so much more.
它说到还有更多的事情。
All of these things we have when we have that divine assurance.
所有这一切都告诉我们，我们能够得到这个神圣的把握。
Not only is God with us, but God is for us.
神不仅与我们同在，他也是我们的帮助。
Not only is His presence unfailing, but His provision is unlimited.
不仅他的同在是没有止息的，而且他的帮助，他的供应也是没有限量。
This is the only way you can serve the Lord.
只有这样你才能够来服侍主。
Listen to what it says about His unlimited provision in the Word of God.
我们来听一下圣经里面是如何的给我们讲到这个无限量的供应。
All of you know Colossians 1 verse 19.
大家都知道哥罗西书第一章第十九节。
For in Him all the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Now think about that. That is unlimited provision by any definition.
这就是关于这个无限量供应的这个定义。
Think about what it says in Colossians chapter 2 verse 9.
再看哥罗西书第二章第九节。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里，你们也在他里边得着了丰盛。
This is unlimited provision.
这个就是那无限量的供应。
I remember taking two courses in economics in college.
我记得在大学的时候，我修了两门经济学的课。
I hate to tell you, but even as a businessman, I don't remember too much about my courses.
我很遗憾地告诉你，虽然我是一个学过这个，我都已经忘掉了这个经济学的
课。I just remember the professor droning on about macro and micro economics.
我只记得教授在那边讲这个所谓宏观或者微观经济学。
But he said one thing I've never forgot.
然而他说的一件事我却永远不会忘记。
He said economics is the science of how nations deal with limited provision.
他说这个经济学呢就是这样的一个科学，它使这个国家可以来处置那个有限的资源。
I never forgot it.
我永远没有忘记这个。
Because I was a Christian at that point. And I thought, what a difference. The Lord Jesus is unlimited provision.
我那个时候已经信了主，那个时候我就觉得十分的惊异，因为主这边给我们看见他的供应是没有限量的。
There's no lack in him.
在他里边没有缺乏
，no shortage in him，
没有任何的短缺
，no supply chain problems in him，
在里边也没有供应链的中断
，no empty baby formula shells in him，
没有这个缺奶粉的事情会发生
，he is altogether the full provision，
他就是那个无限量的供应。
Can you imagine what the magnitude of these verses mean when it says all the Godhead bodily dwells in him？
这边说到神一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里，你能够把握这个宽度吗？
How wonderful that is.
这是如何的奇妙。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you a great secret. That is the provision that's made available to you and to me in Christ Jesus.
让我跟你们分享一个秘诀，这个就是神在基督耶稣里边为我们所提供的那个无限量的供应。
All because God is for us.
都是因为神是我们的帮助。
He gave us his best.
他把他最好的赐给我们。
He gave us his all.
他把他所有的给了我们。
I love what it says in Colossians, in Christ is everything.
我很喜欢哥罗西书这边说，基督是一切。
Now I know I'm an engineer and I hardly understand English, much less Chinese.
我知道作为一个工程师我不太明白，我不太懂英文，特别是不懂中文。
I always tell people purgatory is an engineer being married to an English major.
我常常说到这个所谓的炼狱就是这个工程师娶了一位英文文学专业的人。
Every time I speak, Linda doesn't hear what I hear, only the grammatical errors.
每一次我的妻子总是听见我犯语法的错误。
In him is all the fullness.
在基督里是神一切的丰盛。
And ye are complete in him.
你们在他里面也都得了丰盛。
You know, when people say, I am for you,
你知道当人对你说我是帮助你的。
These are often hollow words.
经常这是一句空话。
Mostly hollow words.
或者大多数情况下是空话。
Polite hollow words. Polite.
哦，是很有礼貌的，但是却是一句空话。
But when God says, I'm for you.
但是当神这样说我是你们的帮助。
What an assurance it is.
这是一个何等的把握。
Think of all that he's given us.
想想神把这一切都给了我们。
Peter said to that church that was so afflicted and persecuted in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 this.
彼得对那个受逼迫的教会在彼得后书第一章第三节那边说道。
As his divine power has given to us all things that relate to life and godliness.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
Now, what do you suppose is left out of that list?
你觉得有什么神会不会把它放在那个供应的单子上呢？
Don't you think Peter really means he gave us all things that relate to life and godliness?
你以为彼得在这边到底是在说什么？难道不是一切关乎生命和前进的事都赐给我们吗？
That's unlimited provision.
这个就是那个无限量的供应。
How precious it is! What assurance that is!
这是何等的宝贵，这是一个何等的把握。
Many believers discover this secret in the darkest hours that God was for them.
很多圣徒是在经过黑暗的时候才认识到神是他们的帮助。
We mentioned David in the Psalms last night.
昨天晚上我们提到大卫在诗篇里边所写的。
But listen to what David said. This was a real secret of his.
现在我们要再听一下大卫在这边说什么，他这是他的一个秘诀。
Psalm 56 verse 9.
诗篇56篇第9节。
Then shall my enemies return backward in the day when I call. This I know, for God is for me.
我呼求的日子，我的仇敌都要转身退后，神帮助我，这是我所知道的。
That means he had this assurance.
这意味着他知道这样的一个把握。
This I know.
这是我所知道的。
And how did he know it?
他怎么知道的呢？
For God is for me.
神帮助我。
I think of Psalm 118 verses 6 and 7.
我也看见诗篇118篇第6、第7节。
Most people say this is a royal psalm. This is one of David's psalms, even though there's no subtitle to that effect.
虽然没有标明这是大卫的诗，但是很多人都认为这个是王的所作的诗。
We know it was Martin Luther's favorite psalm.
我们知道这是马丁路德最喜欢的诗篇。
And with that assurance, he changed the Christian world forever, Martin Luther did.
马丁路德因着这样的一个把握，他把基督教的世界完全改变。
In the darkness of the dark ages, he brought in justification by faith, and how it changed everything in the Christian world.
在那个属灵黑暗的日子，他把因信称义的真理，揭示了出来，改变了整个基督教的世界。
I agree, he didn't go far enough.
我也同意说他的那个改革并不是
彻底。But think about it. Armed with that assurance, he went and changed the whole Christian landscape.
但是我们要想象，就是因着这样的一个把握，他就把整个的基督教的信仰改变。
Listen to what it says in Psalm 118, verse 6 and 7.
我们听一下118篇第6节、第7节是怎么说的。
Jehovah is for me.I will not fear. What can man do unto me?
有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
He didn't just say it once.
他不是只说了一次。
He knew this deepest assurance, and he said it twice. He doubled down.
他有这样的一个把握，他说了两次，他反复的强调这件事。
Jehovah is for me among them that help me, and I shall see my desire upon them that hate me.
在那帮助我的人中有耶和华帮助我，所以我要看见那恨我的人遭报。
How wonderful this assurance is.
这样的把握是何等的美妙。
There is a specific word in the Old Testament about God being for them. It's in Ezekiel chapter 36, 9 through 11.
在旧约里边也有关于这个把握神是我们帮助的这件的一个确据，在以西结书36章第9节。
This was the assurance that God gave the children of Israel in their darkest period when the testimony of God was completely lost and they were in captivity.
这个也是在以色列人最黑暗的一个时代，就是他们已经被掳。
Listen to what it says in Ezekiel 36, 9 through 11.
我们听一下以西结书36章第9到11节。
These are the first words.
这是神说的第一句话。
For behold, I am for you.
看哪，我是帮助你的。
And I will turn unto you, and ye shall be filled and sown, and I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, the whole of it.
我也要向你转意，使你得以耕种。我必使以色列全家的人数在你上面增多，城邑有人居住，荒场再被建造。
And the cities shall be inhabited, and the waste places shall be builded, and I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring forth fruit.
我必使人和牲畜在你上面加增，他们必生养众多。
I will cause you to be inhabited as in your former times. Yea, I will make it better than at your beginnings, and you shall know that I am Jehovah.
我要使你造就有人居住，并要赐福于你比先前更多，你就知道我是耶和华。
Isn't this a wonderful assurance in the darkest hour of the children of Israel?
这不是在以色列百姓最黑暗光景的时候，神给他们的一个确信的把握吗？
God never gives up on his testimony.
神从来没有放弃他自己的见证。
We were hearing about the recovery of God's testimony this morning.
今天早上我们听说了关于神恢复他见证的事。
You may give up.
你也许会放弃。
I may give up.
也许我会放弃。
God never gives up.
然而神永不放弃。
These wonderful words, for behold, I am for you, is the secret.
这边说到，看哪，我是帮助你的，就是那个秘诀。
And he even goes on to say, I will make it better. Than at your beginning.
他甚至后面说到，我要赐福于你比先前更多。
Don't you think that's the most wonderful assurance?
你不觉得这是一个何等奇妙的把握吗？
Five times he says, I will.
有五次他说我要，我要。
The secret never lies in our ability.
这个秘诀永远不在于我们自己的能力。
The secret never lies in our spiritual strength.
秘诀不在于我们自己属灵的那个力量。
Some people just think we need more spiritual fortitude, a stiff upper lip, as the Brits would say.
我们有些人觉得我们所需要的就是我们自己有那样的一个刚强的膀臂。
It's never that.
永远不是这样。
It's always these two words, I will.
而是神在这边说到是我必，我要。
You remember when Jeremiah wrote in Jeremiah 31 about that new covenant?
你记得在耶利米书31章那边他说到他的那个永远的那个约吗？
The secret when you read it are these two wonderful words, I will.
他这个秘诀就在于那两个字，说神说我要。
Six times Jeremiah said, describing that new covenant, what God would do.
他有六次提到神在那个约里边提到的说他要做，他要。
What a difference between the old covenant.
这个旧约的区别。
You know, people sometimes say, what is the real difference between the old and the new covenant?
所以人们会问，到底旧约跟新约的区别在哪里？
And I tell people all the time, it's the assurance of just two words.
我总是告诉人说，那个区别就在于这样的一个两句话，他给我们的把握就是我要。
The old covenant says thou shalt.
这个旧约是说到你要，你应该要。
How do you like that?
你喜欢这样吗？
All the burden is on you.
所有的担子都在你的肩上。
All the responsibility is on you.
所有的责任都由你来承担。
All the spiritual performance is upon you.
所有属灵的这个侍奉都是你的责任。
But when it comes to the new covenant, and this in Ezekiel 36:9-11, there are again just two words.
但是到了新约，我们在以西结书36章9节这边看见这样两个字。
I will.
是说到我必。
I think those are wonderful assurances.
我相信这实在是一个奇妙的把握。
Praise the Lord for these things.
为此我们感谢赞美主。
I think when we discover God for us,
我相信我们发现主是我们的帮助。
We discover the secret.
然后我们就找到了这个秘诀。
I remember a story of two Christians riding together in a car, and I don't know why the one gave his phone to his friend.
有一个故事说到有两个基督徒在一起旅行，有一个把电话给了另外一位。
And somehow the friend discovered in that phone he had a different sort of password.
然后这个朋友就发现说他的电话有一个不同的这个密码。
It was the Latin word pro nobis.
是这样的一个拉丁词 Pronobis.
Pronobis. And he was curious, and he looked at his friend, and he said, what on earth does your password mean?
然后他就问他的朋友说，你到底用这个词来做密码是什么意思呢？
He said it means in Latin, for us.
他说这个拉丁文的那个意思就是是帮助我。
And he began to weep.
他就开始哭。
And he told about this dark night he went through when he thought God had abandoned him.
他讲到有一段时间在这个属灵的黑夜里头，他以为神已经放弃了他。
And then the Lord met him in such a way, he revealed himself to him, and he knew from that day on, God for us.
他说神就在那样一个时刻向他表明，显明他自己，让他永远不能忘记，就知道说神是帮助他的。
He said that's what that password means.
他说这个就是我这个密码这个词的意义。
It changed my life.
因为它改变了我的人生。
It turned my captivity.
它把我从被掳的光景转回。
It made me what I could never be.
它使我成为一个我永远不可能做到的人。
This is our secret.
这个要成为我们的秘诀。
Well, what about the abundant proof that God is for us?
我们要寻找这个证据，这个证明。
I remember when I was preparing these messages, I said, Lord, how do we know God is for us?
当我在预备这个信息的时候，我问主说，我们怎么能够知道神是我们的帮助？
I think that's a very important question.
我相信这是一个很重要的问题。
You know, it's one thing, like I said, for man to say, I'm for you. I'm right behind you.
你知道，当人对你说，我是帮助你的，我就在你的后面。
You turn around and they've disappeared.
当你转过身来的时候，发现他们不见了。
It's altogether another thing when God says, I'm for you.
但是当神这样说的时候，我是你的帮助，那就不一样。
Remember that ancient fact yesterday, I will never leave you or forsake you.
记得在旧约里边的那个应许说，我永远不撇下你，永远不丢弃你。
It's the assurance of the whole Old Testament.
这也是所有这个圣约的那个保证。
And you remember the assurance of the New Testament when the Lord said in those last words, I will be with you even to the completion of the age.
你记得在新约里边主耶稣的那个应许说，我要与你们同在直到世界的末了。
How do we know God is for us?
我们如何的能够知道说神是我们的帮助？
Let me read to you one verse.It made it abundantly clear to me.
让我来给大家读一处圣经，让我这节圣经让我知道这件事情非常清楚。
It is Acts chapter 1 verse 3.
就是在使徒行传第一章第三节。
I would like to read it from the Amplified version.
我愿意在这边用英文的另外的一个 Amplified 的这个版本来读。
I don't know if many of you read the Amplified version.
我不知道多少人读英文的这个 Amplified 的这个版本。
But sometimes it's helpful.
有些时候读起来会对我们有帮助的。
Listen to what it says about the Lord before he was, ascended to the throne.
我们 听一下在这边描述主耶稣登回到他宝座之前那个光景。
To them also, meaning the believers, his disciples, he showed himself alive after his passion, his sufferings in the garden and the cross.
他受害以后，他用在十字架和在这个克西马尼园受了很多的苦之后，
by a series of many convincing demonstrations.
他用一系列的这个证据和凭据
，unquestionable evidence，
用无可置疑的这个证据
，and infallible proofs，
而且用那个无懈可击的证据
，appearing to them during 40 days and talking to them about the things concerning the kingdom of God，
将自己活活的显给他们看，有40天之久向他们显现。
So I hope you understand what the Lord was doing between his resurrection and his ascension to the throne.
所以我希望你能够看见说当主复活之后一直到他回到天上之间他做的什么事。
He was using that 40 days to give his own the highest assurance.
他用了40天之久来给他属他的子民一个那个确定的那个把握。
The King James Version means many, it says many infallible proofs.
这个钦定本的圣经也是这么说的，用的是这个无懈可击的证据。
But he did more than that.
然而他做却做了更多。
There were many convincing demonstrations.
有很多令人信服的那个示范。
He gave them unquestionable evidence.
他给他们那些无可置疑的那些证据。
He showed them infallible proofs.
他也给他们这个无懈可击的证明。
And with that assurance, these few disciples changed the world.
就是因着这样的一个把握，所以这些使徒们，这些信徒们就把整个世界都改变。
I believe the Lord, since he ascended to the throne, is doing the exact same thing.
我相信神说他要回到宝座上，就是要做这件事情。
He continues to give us many convincing demonstrations.
他继续的来给我们很多令人信服的这样的一个示范。
He gives us unquestionable evidence.
他也给我们这些无懈可击的证据。
Unimpeachable evidence.
那些没有办法被辩驳的证据。
And he gives us infallible proofs.
他也给我们这些无懈可击的证明。
All of these answer the question, how do we know God is for us?
所有这一切都能够回答我们的问题，就是我们怎么知道神是我们的帮助。
I hope you understand that the Bible is a judicial book.
我希望你能够明白，这本圣经其实是一本司法的书。
We've got the judge of all the earth, the righteous judge of heaven and earth.
在这里，我们有这位天地的主宰，这位审判官。
And I believe in one way we can look at the Bible is the judicial book of God and His judgment of man.
我觉得我们可以用一个角度来，从司法的角度来看圣经，就是神要来审判人。
It's a legal thing.
这是一个法律上的事。
It's a heavenly legal thing.
这是一个属天的法律的事情。
Now, I don't understand much about the law.
但是我却不太懂法律。
But I understand this is the righteous judge.
但是我却知道神是一位公义的审判官。
And I understand this righteous judge has a purpose.
我也知道这位公义的审判官有一个目的。
And I understand the whole of the Bible is revealing that purpose to mankind and judging that mankind for what they do.
我也知道整本的圣经就是要来启示神的公义，而且神要来审判这个世界。
And in this court, this divine court, he gives unquestionable evidence that he's for us.
在这个神圣的法庭里头，神给我们那无懈可击、无可置疑的证据。
Think of some of the unquestionable evidence.
我们可以看一看，看几处这样无可置疑的证据。
Think of the love of God for one thing.
那么首先可以看看神的爱。
Think of Romans chapter 5 verse 8.
在罗马书第五章第八节这边说。
It's a wonderful phrase this verse begins with.
这是何等奇妙的一句经节。
But God demonstrates His own love towards us.
神的爱是这样向我们显明的。
In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
Do you know that? That God Himself died for you when you were a sinner?
你明白这件事吗？当你仍然是罪人的时候，基督就为你死了。
Can you imagine...Any more unquestionable evidence?
还有比这个更加无可置疑的一个证据吗？
How much he loves you.
他何等的爱你。
God gave his only son for you.
神把他独生的爱子赐给了你。
Could he have done more?
他能够还可能做更多吗？
He could not have done more.
没有办法做更多了。
You remember what it says in Jeremiah 31 verse 3.
你记得在耶利米书31章第三节他说的
He says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. With loving kindness, I have drawn you.
他说我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
You remember what it says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4.
你记得在以弗所书第二章第四节他所说的
But God being rich in mercy because of his great love wherewith he loved us.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
As I told you, I don't understand English so well.
就像我说的，我对英文的认识很肤浅。
I remember my English professor telling me I used great too many times.
我记得我的英文教授跟我说，你用这个伟大这个词太多遍了。
It's a miracle I got A's in English.
我能够在文学课里得 A 实在是一个神迹。
She said, Mr. Pittman, you use great far too casually.
他说 ,Pittman 先生你实在用这个词伟大这个词用得太随便了。
And I have learned, there's only one that great applies to.
但是我学会了只有一个是伟大。
We love to say, wasn't that a great pizza we had down in the cafeteria tonight?
刚才我们在餐厅我们不能说这个伟大的披萨。
Wasn't that a great show we saw last night?
昨天晚上我们看的这个表演是不是就很伟大?
You're the greatest person I know.
你是我所见的最伟大的人。
But dear brothers and sisters, the Bible reserves that word great for the one and only who is indeed great.
然而圣经却把伟大这个词保留下来只用来描述唯一的那个伟大的人。
And not only is he great, but everything he does is great.
不仅他是伟大的而且他所做的一切事情都是伟大的
And one of the things the Bible goes out of its way to describe is his great love wherewith he loved us
有一件事情圣经反复的不厌其烦的说到一件事情就是神爱我们的那个伟大的爱
Well the Apostle Paul wouldn't stop at that
那么使徒保罗没有在停在没有仅停在这里
If you look at Ephesians chapter 3:19, it says something else about the love of Christ.
到了第三章十九节他又说到关于基督的爱。
And the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge.
他说这个爱是过于人所能测度的。
Isn't that wonderful assurance?
这是不是一个奇妙的一个把握呢
?He went on in chapter 2, he was talking about the breadth.In length, in height, and depth of His love.
他在这边说到神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Don't you think this is many convincing demonstrations of love we can hardly imagine?
这是不是都是这些令人很信服的这样的一个示范呢？
Don't you think this is unquestionable evidence that God is for us?
难道这些不是那 无可置疑的证据神是我们的帮助吗
Don't you think this is the infallible proof that he's trying to communicate to us?
这些难道不是说那些无懈可击的证明吗神是我们的帮助
You know, I often hear people say, coming for counseling, I don't think God loves me.
你知道很多人来寻求辅导的时候都会说我不觉得神爱我
I say to them, how can you say that?
我就会说你怎么能这样讲呢
Have you read your Bible?
你有读过你的圣经
He demonstrated his love while you were yet sinners.
他向你显明他的爱当你仍然在罪人的时候
His love surpasses knowledge.
他的爱是过于人的头脑所能够测度的
I believe it's the great lie that God doesn't love us.
我相信说神不爱我是一个最大的谎言
I believe it's the whispering lie like in the Garden of Eden.
我相信这个就是在伊甸园里边说谎的那个人所说谎的那个所说的。
The enemy says that God really loves you.
这个仇敌会说：“难道神真的是爱你的吗
？”How would he let you fall under that illness?
他为如果他爱你，为什么会让你得这个病呢
？How would he allow you to go through such temptation?
他爱你，他为什么让你经历这么多的试探呢
？Brothers and sisters, this is the proof that he is for us.
然而弟兄姊妹这个是神向神是我们帮助的那个无懈可击的
And it's the enemy's great lie that he doesn't love us.
是仇敌最大的谎言说神不爱我们
Not only that, there's more proof.
不仅如此还有更多的证明
Unquestionable proof.
是没有办法怀疑的证明
God chose us.
神拣选了我们
Can you imagine God choosing us?
你能够想象一下神为什么拣选我们吗
I would think he would look for a better choice.
我觉得他可能会选更好的人。
I remember growing up as a little boy, I used to love to play baseball.
我记得当我小的时候我喜欢玩棒球。
Doesn't mean I was very good at it, but I played a lot of it.
当然并不是说我玩得很好但是我很喜欢玩。
In the summer, we would play sandlot baseball morning and afternoon.
在假期的夏天，我们会早上晚上都去打棒球。
And I remember how we started every game.
我也记得我们每一次比赛的时候是如何开始的。
The two captains would have the tossing of the bat.
然后这两个队长他们就会把他们的那个棒球棒扔出来。
All of you know what I'm headed to.
你们都知道我在说什么。
And then there was the stacking of the hands of the captains, and the one who got to the knob of the bat had the first choice.
那他们就去握那个棒球棒，那最后握的那个顶上的人，他就可以来做选择。
And think about it, he always chose the best player.
大家都可以想象得到，因为他要来选择的话，他总会选最好的球员。
But when you think about God choosing you, he didn't choose the best.
但是你想象一下，当神来做拣选的时候，他并没有选最好的。
You might want to speculate when he chose me, he chose the worst.
你甚至可以想猜测说他选择我的时候他是选择了最糟糕的那一位。
Paul said, I am the chief of sinners.
保罗说我是罪人中的罪魁。
Paul said, oh wretched man that I am.
他说我是何等的何等的糟糕。
This is an infallible proof that God is for us.
然而这就是一个证明神是我们的帮助。
Ephesians 1 verse 4 says something beautiful.
在以弗所书第一章第四节这边告诉我们
According as he has chosen us in him before the world's foundation.
神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
If you read 1 Peter, he chose us to be his people of possession.
你如果读彼得前书的话他拣选我们。
If you read Malachi 3 verse 17, he calls us his peculiar treasure.
如果你读马拉基书那边他说我们是他所特拣选来归他的。
Don't you think that's unquestionable proof that God is for us?
你不觉得所有这一切都是没有办法反驳的这个证明说神是我们的帮助吗
?But there's even more unquestionable proof.
但是还有更多那个没有办法怀疑的证明。
God chose us to be the body of Christ.
神拣选我们来做基督的身体。
Think of it, that's the closest thing to him, his very own body.
想一想看，这个就是跟他最亲密的关系的那一位，就是他的身体。
You know, we all have flawed bodies.
你知道，我们的身体都是有缺陷的。
But there's nothing closer to you than your body.
然而，你的身体却是最接近自己的。
Ephesians 5 tells us we all love our body.
以弗所书第五章说我们都爱惜自己的身体。
No man ever harmed himself, it says.
他说没有人会伤害自己的身体。
But think about it, God chose you to be the very body of Christ.
想象一下但是神却拣选了你来做他的身体。
Think about it, God chose you to be the very building of God, the habitation for God in the Spirit.
神拣选了你来做他的这个居住的所在这个建筑让他能够居住。
He chose you to be his eternal home.
他拣选了你来做他永远的居所。
And think even beyond that, he chose us to be the bride of Christ.
甚至远超这一切他拣选了我们来做基督的心腹。
Now I know there's middle schoolers and high schoolers and middle age and old age, one I'm getting to be in this room.
我知道在座的有中学生有高中生有中年人还有老年人。
Some of you are thinking one day about a bride.
有一天在座的有些人有一天会
得到一个心腹。Others of you already have your bride.
或者你已经得到了你的心腹。
But if you can imagine God in his choice, he chose you to be the eternal companion of the Lord Jesus.
想象一下在神的拣选里头他拣选你和我来做他永远的伴侣。
And in being that eternal companion, he will share everything with you for all eternity.
因为你做他的伴侣，所以他会在永世里把所有他的一切来与你分享。
I don't know how you would describe that. That is assurance in the highest level.
我不知道如何的来描述这件事情，但这个确实是神是我们的帮助，这个无可比拟的一个证明。
Another unquestionable evidence is he saved us.
另外一个他这帮助我们的证明就是他拯救了我们。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是何等的奇
妙。I'll never forget the day I was saved.
我永远不会忘记我得救的那一天。
I was what they called a Jesus freak.
我就是那些他们被称为这个为着耶稣发狂的人之一。
The Jesus movement in the early 70s.
在70年代初期的那个耶稣人的那个运动里头。
And my brother, who was a completely wild man,
我的弟兄他是一个非常疯狂的人。
Got saved.
然而他却得救。
I couldn't believe it.
我没有办法相信。
I thought God would save anybody.
我觉得神会拯救所有的人。
And he talked me into going to a little, Assemblies of God church revival service.
然后他就带我到了一个神召会的一个奋兴会。
I'll never forget it.
我永远不会忘记。
This crazy man took me up to the front row. I have hardly ever been in a church.
我从来没有去过任何教会，但是这个发狂的兄弟却把我带到了那个主席台前。
And then they had an altar call at the end. I had never heard of an altar call.
然后最后他们有一个呼召，我从来没有听过任何的呼召。
And then they all got on the floor, hands and knees, and began to pray. And I was standing there looking foolish.
然后他们所有的人都匍匐在那个地方祷告，我就站在那个地方看起来傻呵呵的。
So I figured to save myself embarrassment, I would kneel down too.
所以为了自己不太感觉太难堪，我就也趴在那个地方。
And try to be as inconspicuous as I could.
我尽量的不让人不引起人注意。
And I'll never forget that night, that dear man of God who was leading the service came over to me.
我永远不会忘记那天晚上领会的那个弟兄，他就来到我的跟前。
And he put his hands on me.
把他的手扶在我的身上。
And something happened.
然后就有一些事情发生了。
Something glorious happened.
有一件荣耀的事情发生了。
That night, the God of glory revealed himself to me.
那天晚上，这个荣耀的神就向我显现。
And I was forever saved.
然后我就永远的得救。
I don't know, my classmates at college didn't believe it. The next day, I showed up with a Bible and a Jesus Saves pen.
我的大学的同学他们怎么都没有想到第二天我出现的时候我这边贴着一个上面写的是耶稣救了我。
My last semester of college, they thought, Pittman, you've gone crazy.
我最后一个学期我的同学都认为我发疯了。
I said, no, I've been saved.
我说没有我得救。
What infallible proof.
这是一个何等令人信服的证据。
You know, God just doesn't save us from death and save us from hell.
他不仅仅拯救我们脱离死亡，他也拯救我们脱离地狱。
It says in Hebrews, God saves us to the uttermost.
希伯来书告诉我们说，他使我们永远得救。
I think one of the great faults of evangelical Christianity is they believe we're saved, waiting to go to heaven.
我相信这个福音派的一个信仰说到，我们现在得救了，我们还要等着上天堂。
But if you read the Word of God, that's a totally inadequate explanation of salvation.
然而你读圣经的话，你会发现这是一个关于这个福音不完备的一个解释。
It says that in Hebrews 7 verse 25,
在希伯来书第七章二十一节这边说。
Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
Is 7:21? 25.
Hebrews 25. I'm so sorry.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。
He saves us not just from sin.
他拯救了我们，不仅仅是从罪中得到拯救。
Not just from death.
不仅仅是从死里边得到拯救。
Not just from hell.
并不仅是从地狱得到拯救。
He saves us to the uttermost.
而是他永远的让我们永远得救到底。
The work of salvation begins the moment we turn our life over to the Lord and say, "Jesus is Lord."
当我们承认说耶稣是主的时候，那个就是我们救恩的开始。
And then it begins a life of transformation and salvation.
然后我们的一生都要经历他是如何的来改变我们。
I think that's exactly what Peter meant when he said in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul.
我相信这就是在彼得后书第一章第九节那边所告诉我们，彼得前书第一章第九节那边说，我们 得到我们灵魂的救恩。
How marvelous that is.
信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩。
We're saved from our sins.
这是何等奇妙的一件事情，我们从我们的罪中得到拯救。
We're saved from being in the clutches of the enemy.
我们从仇敌的那个魔掌的底下被拯救出来。
We're saved from eternal judgment.
我们从永远的审判的底下被拯救出来。
And then he begins the work of transformation and he saves us from ourselves.
然后他就开始来改变我们，使我们能够从我们自己的里面被拯救出来。
I think one of the most mysterious chapters in Romans is chapter 7.
我相信最奇妙的一章圣经就是罗马书第七章。
You know, Romans is all about salvation.
罗马书是关于救恩的。
You know, in the beginning, it says the only hope for mankind in Romans 1:17 is the gospel.
他说第一章第十七节说到人的唯一的盼望就是福音。
I don't know if you know the Lord tonight.
今天晚上我不知道你是不是认识主。
But if you're a young person,
如果你是一位年轻人。
If you're a teenager,
如果你仍然在青少年时期。
If you're a young adult,
或者你是一位年轻人。
If you're middle-aged,
或者你是一位中年人
or if you're even old age, like our brother Kong, who's 107,
或甚至说你是一位老年人，就像江弟兄一样，他都已经107岁。
If you're not saved, that's the one thing you need to be.
如果你还没有得救的话，那么这是你唯一所需要的。
You never know when the end is coming.
你永远不知道结局什么时候到来。
You never know when your last day will be.
你永远不知道你的最后一天在什么时候。
The writer of Hebrews said, "Today is the day of salvation."
希伯来书的作者说，今天就是得拯救的日子。
Think of what happened not so far away from here at Uvalde several weeks ago.
想象一下几个星期以前所发生的事情。
Those pure innocent children were there in school, and this madman with a rifle came in, and that day was the end of life, tragic loss.
那些无辜的孩子们，他们在上课，然而这回发疯的人过来，就用开枪，那就是他们生命的终结。
I believe in that 40 minutes, there were ones that called on the name of the Lord.
我相信在那40分钟里边有那些呼求主名的人。
I believe there were teachers and students who cried out to the living God.
我相信在那时候有这些学生和老师们，他们向神的名呼求。
And I believe in that moment they were saved.
我相信在那个时刻他们就得救。
And once we're saved, he continues to save us.
我们一旦得救，他就会继续不断地来拯救我们。
I think we owe a great debt to Brother Watchman Nee when he understood the salvation of the soul.
我们都欠尼陀生弟兄这个债，就是他向我们解释这个。
You know, we need to be saved from the enemy and from sin.
说到这个灵魂的拯救，我们每个人都需要从罪中得到拯救。
As a young person, you may not understand this, but you need to be saved from yourself.
作为年轻人，也许你不明白，但是你确实需要被从你自己的里面被拯救出来。
And one chapter that I have hard time for a long time understanding in Romans is chapter 7.
有一篇罗马书就是第七章，我有很长时间不明白为什么。
You go through the whole story of salvation and justification and having a new life source in Romans.
他整本罗马书一直讲到救恩，讲到如何在基督里面因信称义，得到这个新生命。
And then you come to chapter 7, and Paul has a fit of a time.
但是到了第七章的时候，保罗好像遇见了极大的难处。
He can't do anything right.
好像他做没有任何事情可以做对。
The more he tries to do what's right, the more he does what's wrong.
他越想做对的事情，他做的越多的是不对的。
So horrific is that circumstance. He says in the end of that chapter, Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall save me from the body of death?
到最后他甚至说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And then he had the assurance, thank God.For the Lord Jesus.
然后他就有这样的一个把握的释放，他说感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Once you have the assurance that you know the Lord is working in your life to transform you and to conform you into the image of the Lord Jesus.
一旦你得救，你就可以有这样一个把握，神会继续在你生命中做工，一直到你被磨成神儿子的形象。
This is how we take up the cross and follow him and die to self.
这是我们如何要背起自己的十字架来舍己。
Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 and 10.
然后在哥林多后书第一章第九节第十节他是这样说
Paul understood this progressive salvation.
保罗明白这样的一个救恩上的往前走的这个过程
But we ourselves had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves but in God who raises the dead.
我们自己心里也断定是必死的叫我们不靠自己只靠叫死人复活的神。
Listen to this understanding of salvation to the uttermost.
我们能够来这边看见说如何的明白这个救恩是一个彻底的拯救。
Who has delivered us from so great a death?
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
That's initial salvation, like that night I was saved.
这就是救恩的开始就像那天晚上我得救的时候一样
And does deliver
现在人要救我们
That's the continuous process of once you're saved being made into his image
这就是救恩的继续他要我们一旦得救了他要继续来磨成儿子的神儿子的形象
That's the difference between Romans 7 and Romans 8
这就是罗马书第七章到第八章的那个不同
Romans 7 is all about the self-lifeAll about the life of the flesh.
罗马书第七章讲到的就是我们那个己生命，那个肉体的生命。
And Romans 8 is all about life in the spirit.
罗马书第八章就是讲到这个属灵的生命。
What a deliverance that is.
这是一个何等的救赎。
And then he ends with that wonderful last phrase, in whom also we confide that he will also yet deliver.
最后他说，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Do you realize that all of us in this room that know the Lord and are being saved are waiting for the greatest day of our salvation?
你明白我们在座的所有得救的人我们都在等候着主最后的那个拯救。
When you are delivered from this body of death,
那就是我们要从这个取死的身体里边得到拯救。
And what does it say in 1 John? It says, And when he is manifest, when we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
约翰一书那边告诉我们说，他若显现，我们就必要像他。
That's infallible proof.
这是没有办法辩驳的一个证明。
He's saving you to the uttermost.
他要把我们拯救到底。
Think of blessings. I think again of Ephesians.
谈到祝福的话我又再次回到以弗所书
This is in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气
Think about that phrase every spiritual blessing
你要想象这个一下这个词说天上各样属灵的福气
Not some
不是有些福气
Not many
而不是也不是说许多福气
Every
而是说到各样的福气
How wonderful that is
这是何等奇妙的事
I remember a dear old sister in Richmond She was quite well known But she made a huge impact on my life
记得在 Richmond 那边有一位老姊妹她非常有名但是她对我的生命有产生了极大的影响
She was a beautiful lady.
她是一位美丽的姊妹。
She was the Tall Hammers and Miller and Rhodes model of Richmond. I know that means nothing to you, but if you lived in Richmond, you shopped at Tall Hammers and Miller and Rhodes.
如果你要是生活在那个地方，你就知道刚才说的是什么。
I have no idea what he said. In one tragic night,Ray Walker was paralyzed in a horrible car accident.
然而有一天晚上发生了一件非常糟糕的车祸然后这个 Ray Walker 这位姊妹她就瘫痪了。
And it made the front page, the headlines of the Richmond paper.
然后这个当地的报纸就是在头版的新闻里边。
It looked like the end of the world, World War II. It said in huge letters, Ray Walker paralyzed.
那是在二战刚刚结束的时候，然后这个报纸的头版头条就是说到 Ray Walker 他已经瘫痪。
God used it to save her. God used it to save her.
神哦，神借着这件事情拯救了他。
I have never met a more joyful sister in my life.
我从来没有遇见过比这位姊妹更喜乐的人。
This was her testimony.
那她的见证是这样。
Psalm 40 verse 5.
第诗篇40篇第五节。
Thou, O Jehovah my God, has multiplied thy marvelous works and thy thoughts toward us.
耶和华我的神啊，你所行的奇事并你向我所怀的意念甚多。
They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. Would I declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
不能向你陈明，若要陈明，其事不可胜数。
I've never met one more full of blessings and joy.
我从来没有遇见过一个人，他是这样充满了祝福，充满了喜乐。
And then I think of the promises.
然后我又想到神的应许。
God's unlimited provision includes His promises.
神那不可穷尽的供应包括了他的应许。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4, you all know it says this.
彼得后书第一章第三第四节这边说，
According as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness,through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
Whereby, listen to this word, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
That we might become partakers of the divine nature.
让我们就得与神的性情有份。
Can there be more convincing demonstration than that?
有没有比这个更加能够证明神是我们的帮助？
All the promises of God are so powerful.
神的应许是何等的有能力。
You know, and it talks in Hebrews about the promises of God, and it says, and he who cannot lie,
希伯来书谈到神的应许的时候说到说神绝不能说谎。
He's the one that promised.
因为他给我们这样的应许。
His promises never fail.
他的应许永远不会失败。
And his promises are even more powerful than that.
他的应许甚至比这更加有能力。
Through his promises, we become partakers of the divine nature, and Christ lives in us.
借着他的这个应许，我们得与神的性情有份，让基督能够住在我们里面。
And then I think of that wonderful, unfallible proof of grace.
然后就最后我想到这个证明就是神的恩典。
Can you imagine what an unlimited provision this is?
你能够想象一下，这是一个何等的？没有办法有穷被穷尽的供应。
John wrote in his gospel, when he came full of grace and truth.
约翰福音里面说到，他来的时候是充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And of his grace, we have all received grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
Aren't you glad you live in the age of grace?
你活在这个恩典的时代，你不是很幸运吗？
No one understood more about the grace of God than the Apostle Paul.
没有人比使徒保罗更明白什么叫神的恩典。
The Apostle Paul wrote 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament.
使徒保罗写了26卷新约圣经里面的13 ,27 卷新约圣经里面的13卷。
And he understood this unlimited provision of God's grace.
他能够明白说神那不可穷尽的供应里边的恩典。
In every one of those books, he starts and he ends with the grace of God.
在他的每一卷书信里边，他开始和末了都提到神的恩典。
And you remember his experience with the thorn in the flesh.
你记得他的经历，就是他肉里边有刺。
You remember God gave him a thorn in the flesh, which was a messenger of Satan.
你记得神把这根刺放在他肉体里边，就是有撒旦的差役。
And thrice he said, "Remove it from me, Lord."
有三次他求神把他挪去。
And you remember the story.
你记得这个故事。
The Lord Himself spoke to him.
神自己对他说。
And He said, "My grace is sufficient for thee."
他说我的恩典够你用。
Here is one who knew that unlimited provision of grace.
这个人他明白什么是那永远不可穷尽的恩典。
Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, we have received according to the riches of his grace.
保罗在哥林多前书第一章第七节这边说到我们从他丰满的恩典里领受。
And he could not help but outdoing himself. So in chapter 2 verse 7, he says, we have received of the surpassing riches of his grace.
然后到了第二章第七节他这边又继续说到我们在这边所得到的是更加大的这个恩典。
Where would we be without the grace of God?
没有神的恩典，我们今天会成为什么样的人呢？
We wouldn't be anywhere.
我们不会成为任何人。
But this is that unquestionable evidence.
然而这一切就是那个没有办法被怀疑的那个证明。
Now there's one last thing.
最后一件事情。
We need to understand there's one absolute answer of how we know God is for us.
那就是最后有一个绝对的那个答案，我们知道神是我们的帮助。
It's in Romans chapter 8. We will not read it all. It's verses 31 to 39.
在罗马书第八章31节到39节。
This is Paul's great closing argument.
这个就是保罗在结尾的时候所说的那个最伟大的结束语。
There's nothing higher than these words, hardly in the Bible.
在圣经里边几乎没有任何话能够超过这一段圣经的。
One said in writing about these verses in chapter 31 through 39, he said this.
在罗马书第八章31到39节他说
He said, we can no farther go, think or wish.
当说到这一段圣经的时候，他说无论我们怎么样子的思想和愿望，我们都没办法超过这一段话。
That's how high the assurance is in these verses.
这就是在这些经文里边所包含的那个思想是何等的高超。
William R. Newell, who wrote a masterpiece in Romans, said this.
另外一位作者，他关于罗马书，他是这样说的。
Paul arrives at the mountaintop of Christian position.
保罗到达了神圣拣选的那个山顶。
Now he's arrived upon the immovable mountain.
他现在来到了这个不可动摇的山上。
Top of divine election.
他能够看见神拣选的那个高峰。
And then he said, and he sees one thing.
然后他看见了一件事情。
God himself for us.
就是看见了神他自己成为我们的帮助。
Listen again to Romans 8 verse 31.
我们再看罗马书第八章三十一节。
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who against us?
既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
I believe this is such a clear word from God to give us the highest assurance.
我相信这是神一个非常清楚的话语告诉我们这个最高的这个保障。
Go back to your room and read these verses tonight.
今天晚上回到你的宿舍你可以再读这些经文。
You will understand there's seven questions.
你要明白说在这边有七个问题。
And these seven questions erase all doubt.
这七个问题的答案就把我们所有的疑问都解释了。
How wonderful this is, closing argument is.
这个结束语是何等的奇妙。
There is one way we know, and it's the absolute proof God is for us.
有一件事情是绝对的一个证明，让我们知道说神是我们的帮助。
Look at verse 32.
看看32节。
He who yea has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him grant us all things.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，且不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Do you understand what this says?
你真的明白这句经文的意思吗？
God doesn't just say I'm for you.
神在这边并不仅仅的说我是帮助你的。
He goes on to say I have done the unthinkable.
他继续地说道，我已经做了一件事情是你无法想象的。
When I thought of you, I gave my only begotten son to you.
当我想到你的时候，我要把我自己唯一的独生爱子赐给你。
And there's another bit of absolute strong assurance in this.
这就是另外的一个绝对的这样的一个把握。
And if I have given my only begotten son to you, how shall I withhold from you anything?
我既然把我自己独生的爱子都舍了赐给你，我还会把任何其他东西保留不给你不赐给你吗？
Oh, I think of some beautiful hymns. I think of Fanny Crosby's hymn, To God Be the Glory.
我很喜欢 Fanny Crosby 姊妹的这首诗歌，荣耀归于真神。
To God Be the Glory, great things He has done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son.
荣耀归于真神，他成就大事，为爱世人赐下独生子。
And I've often prayed Carl Boberg's line from his hymn, How Great Thou Art.
我也很喜欢这个伟大的神这首诗歌里边的话。
And when I think of God, His Son not sparing, I scarce can take it in.
当我称度神不吝差遣爱子来为人死，实为人难领会。
Can there be any more proof?
有没有能比这更大更多的证明呢？
This is the absolute proof.
这个是那个绝对的那个证明。
You need to understand this fullest assurance.
你应该明白应该有这样子的完全的把握。
It's one thing to talk about grace.
谈论恩典是一回事。
It's another thing to talk about promises.
谈论应许是另外一回事。
It's a third thing to talk about blessings.
谈论祝福是一回事。
But this is unquestionable evidence.
但是所有这一切都是那无可辩驳的证据。
He gave everything to you when he gave you his son.
当他把他的爱子赐给你的时候，他就把所有的都赐给你
了。Do you understand this is the unimpeachable evidence that God is for you?
你明白吗？这就是神是无限量供应的。他是帮助你的那个证明。
And do you understand that because of this, he cannot deny you anything?
你明白吗？因为这件事情，神没有办法不给你任何东西。
That's the reason he goes on to say nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
这是为什么保罗接下来说，没有任何的事情能够把我们跟基督的爱隔绝。
And then he lists that horrible list of death and everything else you could go through. And because he has given to you his only son, nothing will separate you.
然后他就列了一系列这些很可怕的事情，然而一切都任何这一切事情都没有办法让我们与神的爱隔绝。
I have been with some friends to doctors when doctors have said there's nothing more I can do.
我曾经陪一些朋友去看大夫，大夫说我已经没有办法再做更多了。
What a sad and dark moment it often is.
这样的一个时刻经常是充满黑暗。
But do you know this is the most positive assurance when God says it?
然而当神这样说的时候，这却是何等充满何等光明和盼望的一句话。
His word to you and to me in this highest assurance is there is nothing more I can do.
当神对我们说，他已经没有办法再做更多为我们所做的了，这个是我们极大的。
Heaven's treasury was emptied.
他能够把天堂都已经打开倾倒下来。
I can't imagine that moment when God turned away when he was on the cross and he said to his only father, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
当神的儿子在十字架上，当神转面不看他，他说我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我的时候。
And I believe at that moment God said, This is the proof.
我相信就在那个时刻，神在那边说，这个就是我给你们的证据。
May the Lord help us to see this.
愿主帮助我们能够看见这一点。
If you see it, it'll change your life.
如果你真的看见了，你的生命就要被改变。
If you see it, life in the Lord will never be the same.
如果你看见了，你在主里的生活就完全不一样。
It's the highest assurance.
这是一个极高的一个把握。
And because of this, the Apostle Paul said, I am persuaded.
因为这样说，保罗说，我因此确信。
I think the last time I was here was 2019. I mentioned that last night.
Yes. 上一次我来的时候是2019年。
And I believe I spoke on being fully persuaded.
我记得我上次的题目是说要完全的得以信服。
Because Paul had this highest assurance, he was fully persuaded.
我相信保罗是因为他有这样的一个把握，他说我完全相信。
Are you persuaded tonight that God is for you?
你今天晚上是不是得到了这样的一个确据，神是你的帮助？
Do you believe he's given sufficient proof to remove all doubt and answer every question?
你相信神已经赐给了你所有的证据和所有的证明，让你没有任何的疑问呢？
This is what's contained in those three wonderful words, God for us.
这就是在这三个词里边，在这句话里边所包含的那个意义，神是我们的帮助。
May the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Him.
愿主赐给我们启示和智慧，让我们能够真认识他。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起再祷告。
Lord, we just commit back to you all that we share tonight.
主，我们把今天晚上分享的一切再交还在你的手上。
We know it's a lot to take in.
我们知道有很多的话。
But how we pray you would open our spirit to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
我们何等的盼望主，你的圣灵帮助我们能够听见圣灵对教会所说的话。
That we would be fully persuaded that God is for us.
我们真的能够完全的确信说神是我们的帮助。
And this thing would change our life forever.
那么这件事情就能够永远改变我们的生命。
We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们靠着主耶稣的名祈求祷告。
Amen.
Amen.